I'm Priyanka from the India One ATM team. How can I help you?
Actually, on 11th April, I scanned this QR code that display in your ATM machine, Nadavaram Road, Vadagara. After scanning that, I didn't receive the money, and also my money is deducted to some other account.
I understand your problem. I need some more information to register your complaint. Can you tell me whether this transaction was done using UPI or a card?
I inserted the card, and also I can scan the QR code that is visible on the ATM machine.
I understand. So, you used your card to scan the QR code on the ATM machine. Please provide your ATM ID. This is a 6-digit number that is different for each ATM machine. You can find this number on your transaction receipt or on the ATM screen or sticker.
Okay, that I have to check. Can I call you back tomorrow morning? Will be available?
I am available to help you now. If you can provide the ATM ID, I'll be happy to assist you further. But if you need some time, I can wait. Please go check and we can continue.
What will be the next step after receiving that ID?
Once I receive the ATM ID, I'll note it down. Then, I'll ask you about the transaction date and time, and also try to confirm the transaction amount. After that, I'll guide you through the next steps as per RBI guidelines. Okay, I'm waiting for the ATM ID.
Okay. Where I can see the ATM ID in the ATM machine?
Usually, the ATM ID is displayed on the screen of the ATM machine, or it might be printed on a sticker near the ATM. You can check the screen or look for a sticker with a 6-digit number. That's the one I need.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take your time to check. I'll be here to help you. If you need any assistance or have questions, feel free to ask.